Technology team, Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And have you ever wondered why things are changing? I mean, certainly everything seems to be changing today. We're not living in the world we used to live in. And there's ever more government regulation on every side. We used to have property rights. You could do with your property what you wanted to, especially if you weren't living in a highly centralized area, living on a farm, but now everything seems to be regulated, and you have to have a permit to do this, and you can't do that, and why is that happening? And why is it happening not just in your area, but all across the country? Is there some sort of a coordinated effort to establish an authoritarian form of society? And if there is, who is behind it, and who's financing it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are financing it because your local community, many of the communities there in Colorado, have contracts with ICLEI. And I'm going to let our Stacy Lynn tell you about that. Stacy lives up in Fort Collins. She's been leading the battle against ICLEI in that area. There are people in Denver who are concerned about it. But you see, because their associates control the media and most of the radio stations, and of course because they control the universities, they control the local governments, most people have never heard about ICLEI, and yet it is one of the most powerful and influential organizations in the world today, because it's not simply here in the United States. It's an international organization intent upon bringing a regulated society into your community. Good morning, Stacy. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, you tell our listeners who you are, what you're doing, what they're doing in Fort Collins, what you're doing to try to get this exposed, and what people can do to help you, because you can't do it alone. But if we get to start getting rid of these people in the local governments and get people to believe in America and private property and freedom rather than the ICLEI's view. Go ahead.
That's exactly why I got involved. I am passionate about individual rights, the United States Constitution, and I about a year and a half ago, I noticed that the Fort Collins city government was making decisions that were strictly unconstitutional, and I started investigating why they were doing that and where those ideas were coming from. So that's how I got involved.
And eventually it came down to ICLEI. Now, what is ICLEI?
ICLEI is the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. They have, that's how they were originally known. Now they're called ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. And they changed their name to downplay the international portion of their acronym, because a lot of people are uncomfortable when they hear that an international organization is planning their towns and cities.
But, of course, this is really what it's all about, is international. It's a subversive effort to circumvent our laws and establish these international laws in the local community, and there are people out there with great wealth and power behind it. You go right ahead.
You're right. I just I was researching a small town in Colorado called Cortez, and I've always wondered where is ICLEI getting most of their money, and I stumbled upon a funder of ICLEI, and I was absolutely amazed at how much money this foundation pours into ICLEI and all of ICLEI's associates. And this Kresge Foundation is tied to some of the most anti-American organizations you can imagine, the Tides Foundation and Apollo Alliance. So the way they're connected in Cortez is they actually gave money to the city of Cortez for a building. So even though you don't always see the ICLEI name attached to things, ICLEI is attached to most sustainability plans and climate action plans, and it's a very destructive way they get into local governments. You were talking about property rights, and one thing ICLEI's done in Fort Collins is they have succeeded in making it illegal for homeowners to have a certain number of guests for more than a certain number of nights. So let's say you want to host a missions family over the summer, and if you exceed your occupancy limit in your private home, then you're required to go to the city and ask for a special permit to allow that to happen.
In other words, just to have guests in your home, but they can tell you that.
Yes, if they're staying too long, longer than the city thinks is appropriate for your home or your neighborhood, then they can either prevent that by denying the permit, or they can fine you up to $1,000 per day for having too many people in your house.
I mean, what sort of madness is that?
And people, when people hear that, they say, well, that's not even possible. It doesn't even sound like I can believe that. Can you prove it to me? And so then when I prove it to them, that's when they become very disturbed and they get involved. And that's how these groups are forming around Colorado. Once they hear the facts, they see it for themselves, then they decide there's nothing they can do but to help remove ICLEI.
Well, what about these migrant workers? Lots of time, the illegals come in here, and they'll have, say, 10 people living in a small home, you know, sharing the cost. And that way they're able to live here illegally, but they have to pack people into the home.
I'm sorry, but those people are allowed to do that because they're related. As long as you are all related, you can have an unlimited number of people in your home. But if you're not related in a specific way that the city determines, then you're not allowed to exceed their
office. Illegal immigrants aren't related at all. They're just men who come up here to work. I suppose maybe they're all related because they're all illegal. Is that the common denominator?
That could be a possibility.
I mean, we live in a world gone mad, but go right ahead. I don't mean to take you off the subject, but I mean, the thing is that everything is being changed, and it is not happening by accident. There is a master plan. It's a diabolical plan. And the fact that they have been able to conceal what is going on, there are over 600 ICLEI communities, cities, counties, all across the United States. And some of the biggest cities, Denver is an ICLEI city, New York is an ICLEI city. But, of course, the people in the cities don't even know that they are actually, their tax money's going to this subversive organization, international organization, intent upon changing the structure of American society. So go ahead.
Well, what I want to encourage people to do is actually go to their local councils, ask if their city is a member. And if they get the answer, we don't even know what you're talking about, we've never heard of that, I encourage people to dig deeper, because a lot
of times... We'll be back in just a moment here with Stacy Lynn talking about ICLEI.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones.
From additions and remodels to decks and drywall, over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn, we're talking about ICFI. And, of course, Stacy's suggesting you actually go and ask your city council if it's associated with this or your local governmental body. But, ladies and gentlemen, before you do that, go to the website freedomadvocates.org, and actually there, that's run by our good friend Michael Shaw. Basically, he has a list of all the ICFI cities, and so you want to know, you go down there and you say, are you with ICFI City? And they say, we don't know what you're talking about. You say, that's strange. You're sending money to ICFI, and you can know ahead of time whether or not they are in ICFI City. Certainly, that information is available, isn't it, Stacy?
It is, but one thing that's fascinating to me as I research this deeper is when I started looking into Fort Collins was not even listed on the ICFI list of member cities. So that threw me off initially. I thought, well, okay, they said they're not a member, they don't know who it is, and they're not on the list. Well, then I was wandering through the city building one day, and I see a sign saying ICFI and an arrow pointing to the office. So that got me back on track, and I dug deeper, and we've been a member. Fort Collins has been a member for 17 years. So I want the people to just keep looking. If they're sure that ICFI is there, don't trust the answers initially. Just keep digging on your own. And the other thing I want to offer is if people want to contact me through a website, I would be happy to do the research for them because I have really good methods set up right now to find ICFI quickly in cities. So that website is www.stoplei.com. So that's stopicly.com.
Is that it?
It is, yes. And I also want to mention, since we've been speaking with you, Dr. Stan, that website has been basically attacked by people who don't want this information to get out. So we're staying on it. A lot of times you can't access the page for a while, but we keep fixing the people who are blocking it. So just keep on it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen out there listening audience, there really are subversive people out there, and the last thing they want is for the American people to wake up until it's too late. I know people who run here in my community for city council or for serve Board of Supervisors, County Board of Supervisors, and there's been an organized, orchestrated plan to harass them. And you'll never hear this written up in the newspapers. You'll never hear this discussed on local radio or television. Why? They don't want you to know. And these poor people sitting out there night after night, telephone call after telephone call, threats and harassment and attacks on their businesses until good people eventually say, well, I just don't want to have to put up with that. Nobody seems to care. And of course, usually then tremendous amounts of money brought in next time financially to the next political campaign to defeat them. There is very little opposition across America towards this because the other side is organized, diabolical, and very well financed. And until people understand this is the old idea, think globally, but act locally. And they are acting locally, and they're taking over our communities by subversive organizations. Not everybody on the city council understands what's going on, but there are always a few people who do, and if they don't, the bureaucrats do. So basically what happened when you actually went to Fort Collins and said, you've even got an office here? What happens when you confronted them and pointed out they were lying?
They continued to deny it until week after week, I kept presenting the facts at council. The local newspaper, the Fort Collins Colorado one, refused to cover any of those facts. They were easily verified. They could have done their own investigation and had the story of the year, but they refused to do it because they want to keep this very quiet. We actually have two longtime city employees who have moved up the ranks in ICLEI. Now one is the Western Regional Director, and the ICLEI USA Director is Michelle Wyman, and she came from the Department of Natural Resources in Fort Collins. So Fort Collins is ground zero for ICLEI sustainability and actually destroying the Constitution, and that's why I'm so passionate about the issue, and I want as many people in Colorado to learn about it.
Well, now, are you getting some support or other people joining you in this effort, this crusade, really, to expose this subversive organization that, of course, termites is eating away at the very foundation of our nation?
Yes, it's very exciting. We have a good core group now, and those people are able to make wonderful contacts with people in positions that can make a difference in removing ICLEI from Colorado. My goal is to get ICLEI out of the state of Colorado, not just my city, because when you look at what they're doing, even to farming communities with the land grabs and the open space and the restriction on development, it is affecting every industry in this state, and we're suffering for it in sales tax revenues and development. One of my main goals is going to be to expose what's happening in the city of Denver. The mayor of Denver right now is running for the governor for Colorado. So the reason that's significant is because Mayor Hickenlooper of Denver is one of the key players for ICLEI. He was named a world mayor by ICLEI because he's been so successful in adopting foreign goals that are in direct opposition to the United States Constitution. He's very active. They have whole communities now in Denver that were planned by ICLEI associates. And those communities are designed so that you don't use your personal vehicle. The streets are very narrow. The housing is put on top of businesses so that you supposedly don't have a need to ever leave your little square block area. Those kinds of communities are going in everywhere to discourage the use of personal vehicles. They want you to ride your bike, walk, or take mass transit. That's why this is so important.
And basically, people have to see the big picture. They want to get you out of your car. They want you to stop using gasoline and oil. My goodness, sounds almost like a Barack Obama last night, doesn't it? Oh, we got to get to alternative energy. Oh, we got to do away with fossil fuel emissions. Yes, sir, we're going to have sun power, solar power. We're going to have wind power and but how's that going to get you in your car? What are you going to have, an electric car? But what happens when the price is so high? Because certainly alternative energy is 3 or 4 times the cost. Well, don't worry about that, you know. Don't worry a bit, because basically they have a plan. They want to get you out of your car. That's all Agenda 21. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read Agenda 21, you must read it. You must read the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter. Those are the three foundations of this whole movement to change America, to lower our living standards, or as I like to say, to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. We do, through my ministry, carry Agenda 21, both the United Nations variant and the original one, which came from my community, Santa Cruz. You can get both of them. And they basically will tell you that this is a plan, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, to alter America forever and to lower our living standards. They're not going to tell you that. They're just going to get you out of your car. And, of course, they're going to restrict everything you do. They want to get you down to using 10 gallons of water a day, because everybody knows the world's running out of water. We have so many people in the world. The world's running out of water. We've got to restrict its use. And the same thing is true with oil, and the same thing is true with electricity. You know, we've got to restrict electricity and drive the price up. And, Stacy, you know, when you tell people these things, they usually, their eyes glass over. They say this couldn't be true. After all, wouldn't Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or certainly Glenn Beck would tell us?
That's right. It's an interesting problem that ICLEI has created, because they have operated so quietly for so long in the United States that when you start to talk about this to people like you just mentioned, it's so unbelievable that they kind of brush it off. So the way I've been able to actually get people's attention is to show them pictures and to use specific examples in their city. I'll do walking tours with people in their cities to point out ICLEI signs. And a lot, when they start to see those, it's very exciting, because then they realize, they start to connect the dots and they can see the big picture and they realize what freedoms they're losing on a daily basis. But it's so quiet, and they do it. They've been so successful in doing it under the table. But it's difficult for people to see. You mentioned what President Obama was saying last night, and I was searching through President Obama's contribution lists, and I was shocked. I guess I shouldn't have been, but I came across a few different contributions by him to him from ICLEI. So ICLEI is donating money to President Obama so that they can work together in lowering our standards in the United States. The ICLEI Charter actually says that one of their goals is to equalize income worldwide. Well, that just means they want to take your money and make sure that you don't have more than somebody else. That's
exactly the message
violation of
the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller. Equitable distribution of wealth within nations. In other words, basically, they're going to transfer your wealth, your jobs, your manufacturing overseas. That's exactly what they've been doing for years. And the American people don't understand. We reward the manufacturers who move their plants out of this country because they don't have to pay taxes. When you move out of this country, you don't have to pay taxes on the money you make as a corporation, and you can get wonderful loans from all sorts of government agencies to build your plants over there, and you don't have to put up with the EPA and OSHA and all the other government agencies. You don't have to get planning permits to build your plant. They welcome your plants in other countries because they want the jobs there to raise the living standards overseas in India and in China and Malaysia and in Mexico and in Brazil. Of course, we have to lower the standards here, but then who could be against true equality? Of course, except for the elite. The elite, of course, will have their homes and their yachts, but the elite are the ones who are financing this whole thing as we move towards a feudal society. They return to feudalism. And certainly, you know, who is putting up the money for ICLEI? Stacy, where does the money come from that they can give to President Obama?
Well, a lot of the local and state money is taxpayer money. So they're using taxpayer money to do all of these subversive, unconstitutional programs. But for the big funding, there are private foundations that are giving millions, and now we're up to billions, I think, billions of dollars worldwide to ICLEI to further their goals of sustainability. But sustainability is basically a buzzword for socialism. And the reason that I can say that is because their goal is to make everyone have the same amount of resources. And if you look at that, that is an impossible way to guide your city or town. There is no way, because of how we were made and our inalienable rights, you cannot make everyone the same.
Oh, you can, but of course there you will have to control them and lower their living standards. And I think certainly George Bernard Shaw said it best on the last page of his book, An Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism. And he said, nobody's ever explained to define socialism. Let me define it. Under socialism, you'll be forcibly fed, housed, and clothed, whether you liked it or not. And, of course, if you are found to be unworthy of our efforts, we might have to put you to death in a kindly manner. But while you are allowed to live, you will live well. That was George Bernard Shaw, that great humanitarian, the last page of his book, An Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism. But our leaders really won't tell us that. The media doesn't tell us that. But that is the plan. While you are allowed to live. If you want to get it, we've got the book here. But you need to understand now, basically, you mentioned the great tax-exempt foundations. Did you find the Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, some of those in that list?
Yes, those are all in the list, and along with a lot of others that you don't recognize.
Hold on, thought, Stacy. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Stacy Lynn. And our telephone number, if you have a question or comment. I mean, this is a very important subject, because here's a subversive organization, which, of course, has been working in our society. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in Beijing. Because who's financing Beijing today? Why? The American government has given them the massive amounts of money through the IMF and the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank and the East Asia Development Bank and all of these government programs and American financiers and American banking and American corporations. I mean, certainly with our help from our good friends over in England to build up the economy of communist China. And, of course, people have forgotten that in 1949, the American State Department brought the communists to power by putting an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. But everybody's forgotten that. But the enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in the cave over in Pakistan. With a long wispy beard and getting his daily dialysis, some have been lodged, been dead for years. But the enemy is here in this country, and he's working through our great tax exempt foundations. We have a wonderful book, long suppressed. We've kept it in print now personally for many years, for well over a decade, the book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958, talking about the subversive activities of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation, and nothing has changed. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Stacy, I want you to give your web page out again and tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, that address is www.stopicley.com. And one other thing I wanted to mention, we were speaking about the funders of ICLEI, and one of the funders is the United States Environmental Protection Agency. So the EPA is actually funding ICLEI, and when you consider that the EPA is responsible for all of the regulations that are supposed to protect us, but they're working with a subversive foreign organization, there's a bit of a conflict there. Another interesting funder is the Home Depot Foundation. And anytime I come across a business that is funding ICLEI or furthering their goals, I try to let people know about that so they can make informed decisions about where they want to shop.
I mean, I think that's very well, because we have a great deal of influence. And, of course, we can vote by where we do shop. And if Home Depot is part and parcel of this, and so many of our major corporations all interlocked into this subversive worldwide movement. And it is subversive, because it is intent upon undermining our constitutional guarantees of freedom and extending this massive bureaucracy control over everything. And this is what Cicero wrote about. You read what Cicero wrote about, over 2,000 years ago, as he talked about, how we've certainly got to stop sending our money to overseas, stop our wars, stop the deficit funding, and stop the bureaucrats from harassing the people. And that's nothing has changed. Well, over 2,000 years, the same thing is happening in America that happened in ancient Rome as a massive bureaucracy developed to regulate and control and oppress the people. So this is not imaginary. It's happening right there in Colorado. And the fact that you haven't heard of it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And Stacy's there, and there are other people. There's some sort of a group in Denver, too. I know Michael Shaw went to Denver, and they had about 100 people out to hear him. There should have been thousands of people out. And I hope as a result of your work, Stacy, and Michael's work, that this information will get out and people will realize that America is under attack today. We're not under attack by the Iranians. We're not under attack by Islamic terrorists. If we really were, they would have seized the borders long ago, sealed it long ago. Certainly almost every instance aware, of course, they've arrested potential terrorists here. They've been incited into doing what they're doing by an FBI informant who's paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to entrap people. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, your best friend could be a government agent. They're watching you through InfraGard, InfraGard. Look it up on the Internet, www.InfraGard, InfraGard, FBI. A sponsored organization with thousands of agents spying on other Americans in the name, of course, protecting us from that wicked guy over there in the cave, or is it the people in Moscow, or is it the people in Beijing that we're being protected against? Well, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. Do you have something, a question for Stacy, because she's on the front lines of this battle. Are you making any headway there in Fort Collins? Certainly you mentioned that you've got a group together. Are you able then to begin to have any influence? Are you going to try to replace the people on the city council who are betraying the public?
Well, we are making some headway. We actually were successful in getting Ickley mentioned in the local paper, but the only way that was accomplished was through initiating a recall against the city council person. And the reason she's being recalled is for violating her oath. Most of the comments that we're getting right now is that she has done nothing wrong. She has not broken any laws. She hasn't done anything egregious. And we are so accustomed in the United States now to allowing people to violate their oath in a number of different ways that to recall a person for a violation of her oath of office seems outrageous.
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, the thing is, that's just why you take the oath and you swear to uphold the Constitution and protect it, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what the oath says. And we have domestic enemies who want to destroy our Constitution and expand this bureaucratic control over everyone's life.
That's right, and that's why we believe recalling her is justified. She violates her oath of office every time she votes for a foreign organizations' goals and agendas, and that's what happens.
And I think that's so important. I mean, that's an ingenious means of getting the information out and letting people know that this organization exists. And once they find it exists, once they become aware of the fact there is an effort to destroy our economy, to impoverish our people, and to impoverish them, when your ox is gored, you get concerned. Isn't that the way it works?
Yes. So the exciting thing about this recall has been that the circulators, the petition circulators, have been able to go door to door in her district and educate them about what's actually happening in Fort Collins. And that has been the most fabulous progress that we have made so far. We have four socialist members on our city council who all support Ickley and are proud, now that they say they understand what it is, they are proud to endorse Ickley.
Before said they didn't even know it was there?
Yes, these are the same people who said they had no idea what Ickley was, even though Ickley is mentioned in many city meetings.
We'll be back in just a moment with Stacy. Give us a call right here at the American Freedom Now.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Stacy Lynn, somebody called in and wondered if you had a telephone number, and if you don't have one to put out, I'll understand, because leave you open to harassment unless you had an answering machine, took all the calls. But is there any sort of a number at all?
Well, I'm happy to give out my phone number. It's been a public number for the past 16 months. And there, I realize that's a risk, and it's one I'm willing to take because it's very important to talk to people who are genuinely concerned about it. So that number is 970-402-1582.
One more time.
970-402-1582.
And you may have, if you begin to get the harassment, put just an answering machine on it and answer only legitimate calls. I know at one time with a subject as to a harassment, we got hundreds of obscene, vile telephone calls. Went to the FBI and they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, just because the homosexuals are trying to destroy you, there's nothing we could do. It's not discrimination. I said, what happens if somebody was calling homosexuals and harassing them? Oh, they have protection. But, I mean, my wife sometimes would come home in tears because of the vile pornographic calls we got, you know, specifically targeted by a group of homosexuals across America. So these things do happen, but you just have to grin and bear it. And finally, they gave up, and I'll never forget the last guy kept calling, and I picked up the phone one time, and he said, how much are these calls calling you? Because we had an 800 line. I said, oh, we got a special deal with the, you know, with the telephone company. But it's so good to hear from you. Please, we enjoy your calls. And that was the last call we ever got out of the many hundreds. So just grit your teeth, Stacy, but you can always put in a telephone, in a an answering machine if they start giving you a bad time.
Well, yes, and I do want the people to understand that those things will happen if they get involved, because ICLEI has a lot to lose and local governments have a lot to hide. So I've been getting those kinds of calls and emails for the past year, and they're not effective. They don't stop me. They don't quiet me. So I'm just going to keep going and talking about the truth.
Well, man, basically, they sort of give up harassing when they find that they can't break your spirit. And most people will break when they finally find they can't get to you. Then they give up, and they've left me alone for at least for some matter of several years. So, but ladies and gentlemen, you have to be involved out there. What we're talking about is your future. What we're talking about is your country. Do you care? Stacy needs help, and there in Colorado, there is a growing group of people who are aware. Is there a group in Denver that, because somebody had invited Michael to come to Denver?
Yes, there is a group. I haven't been connected with them yet, but I'm sure our paths will cross soon. So I'm looking forward to making those connections. Another important thing that, if I have time, I'd like to let people know, one of ICLEI's main goals is to transform local government. That's stated on their website. And for the longest time, I could not understand what they meant by that because they didn't explain it. So how they transform local government is they use city employees instead of elected officials to enact their policies. And a specific example is instead of bringing issues to the elected officials, the city employees have the authority to make decisions such as removing parking spaces and placing bicycle racks in on-street parking spaces. That doesn't sound like a big deal until you realize that that should have been discussed publicly and voted on by the people who are supposed to represent us, instead of city employees having that authority.
And, of course, bicycle racks in parking places, then there's no place for the people who want to come and shop in the local stores. There's no place for them to park because there are all the bicycle racks there. Of course, there may not be any bicycles there, but, of course, now they're able to begin to damage the businesses, local businesses. But that's what it's all about. They're going to impoverish our people. Somebody's on the line. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, I prefer not to give my real name because I live in Fort Collins, and I've been seeing this go on and on for quite a while.
Well, I hope
and
you'll
I'd
get
like to ask
Stacey
your guest there what she thinks about, I'm probably not going to name it the right name, but this transit thing that they're going to do up, you know, from the college up through Old Town. You know, we've been fighting that for 21 years that I've been in this town, and they're shoving it down our throat again.
Okay, what do you think of that, Stacy?
Wait, Stacy, and you can see, by the way, what they're building up there in Old Town for places to live, that this is already happening here in Fort Collins.
You're right, and I'm so glad you called. What
over there on Terry, off of Terry Street, all that stuff that they're building there.
Okay.
Yes, they're building combination work live buildings. So you're supposed to live and work in
sustainable buildings. They call them the sustainable buildings.
And walk to Old Town to eat and shop, right?
Right.
That's right. That's all ICLEI planning, and the transit that you were referring to is the Mason Corridor.
Yeah, the Mason Corridor. That is a bunch of crap. We have outvoted that twice, and now they're shoving it down our throats again. What the heck is going on?
Well,
yes, they're going to do it regardless
about
of the people.
I don't see that it's really going to help. How many miles is it going to be? Are they going to have a parking lot on each end? So you drive your car,
Stacey,
then you
talk.
Take that transit, and then you come back? Or are you supposed to bicycle it to the transit?
Please let Stacy answer. Go ahead.
Okay,
Stacey.
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, so the main thing that people need to know in Fort Collins is the voters have said no to transit for, like she said, 20 years. But because ICLEI's goals include removing us from our personal vehicles, that the city is going to force this on the people whether they want it or not. Now, here's something that's important. Right now, our local bus service is Transfort. Transfort is planning on doubling their fleet and their routes at a cost of, I believe, $33 million. However, there's less than one rider per bus per hour that uses our bus system right now. So regardless of the facts, the city is going to spend millions and millions of dollars on a service that we're not using and that we don't want in this city. At the same time, they're asking for a sales tax increase because they say they can't pay for road repair or adequate police and fire. So ICLEI is very powerful, it is very quiet, and it's very effective at getting their goals accomplished.
Hey, we're out of time, and I know we have a caller, but we're not going to get to them. Stacy, thank you for what you're doing. Hope we get you on again real soon. Please keep us advised, and if you want to get on, give me a call. God bless.
Thank you.
United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Stacy. If you'd like to get into the background, we have Agenda 21, the United Nations version or the Santa Cruz version. And then we have the Earth Charter. Sydney, we can send that to you if you purchase anything else from us. The Global Biodiversity Agenda. You'll have to get to local library, or you get it published by Cambridge University Press. However, we do have it summarized in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, and the important parts are there. Somebody spent 3 months going through the 1,152 pages, taking out the important parts. You'll find it in my Sustainable Development Syllabus, available from Radio Liberty, and you can get our DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, our four-tape set on sustainable development. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can go on the Internet at freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. That's Michael Shaw's website, and get the information from him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to get the information, to get involved, to join us in this epic struggle, because America is under attack today. It's being financed by the great tax-exempt foundations. If you'd like to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, it's available from Radio Liberty. We have personally kept this in print for almost two decades now. Why? Because it's a vitally important book. They've done everything they could to suppress it. The last thing they want you to know is the great tax-exempt foundations, funded by these people of great wealth, of course, have been pushing socialism and communism for the better part of a century. Why? Well, because behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And believe me, the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Carnegies, all involved in the occult. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Unless you understand the spiritual forces, none of this makes sense. Now, you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at our DVDs there. They're free. We have another excellent session on videos available on the web, and you'll certainly want to see them. That's videos available on the web. And then, of course, our newsletters. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished, but you'll learn a lot. That's because we do 4 hours live there, and then we do this this 1 hour here on the American Freedom Network every morning. Really enjoy it. And, of course, our telephone number, again, 1-800-544-8927. The question is, are there enough Americans who still value freedom? Who will join us in this struggle? Because, believe me, the other side is organized. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, our churches are certainly more or less irrelevant. I mean, they're places of entertainment. We play church, but our ministers are not telling us about the spiritual battle. They're not mobilizing people to become involved. They're not mobilizing people to be praying effectively to stop this force, which is intent upon destroying our nation. They're planning on moving us into a war with Iran. It's only a matter of time. The aircraft carriers are now steaming, moving as rapidly as they can into positions in the Gulf. And the average American has no idea the chaos that lies ahead. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our permission and our protection.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping.